Hello and welcome back to another edition of K-Poprama Podcast. I'm your host again, Onaman, and on today's show, we are previewing the 2022 Grammy Awards show. Yes, the Grammys, as of recording this podcast, is 2 days away, and BTS has a chance at winning the whole thing, as in winning their award, you know, that kind of thing. Now, whether or not they'll actually win it this time, well, that's a whole different story, and we're going to cover that on today's show, so be on the lookout for that. But before we get into that, of course, if you like the podcast and you like what we do, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We're available just by any podcast platform to think of, and for on Apple or Spotify podcasts, don't forget to subscribe or follow the podcast, as it helps the podcast a lot. And last but not least, our social media will be in the podcast description below. Now, with all that being said, let's get into today's episode. Okay, so to start, so just in case if you've been living under a rock, or if you just need a refresher, because, I mean, I wouldn't really blame you considering the Grammys was supposed to happen in late January, but it got pushed back to now. So, let's just review just what Grammy BTS is competing for exactly, because I'm sure, you know, if you don't really know, this will probably be a great refresher for you. So let's get into it. So BTS is going for a Grammy for the best pop duo / group performance. So this award can basically go to any artist if they have a single or a track. They obviously have to be either a duo or a group, you know, as it says in the title. To be more specific, this category recognizes artistic excellence in a duo, group, or collaborative vocal or instrumental pop performance. Recordings on which a group receives artist billing are eligible, even when the vocal features only one member of the group. The entire group or collaborative performance, rather than the presence of a lead vocal performance, determines category eligibility. And for reference, this is actually on the Grammys website. If you actually go on there, they actually have documents basically detailing like how to qualify for these kind of awards. So you can feel free to go check that out if you're interested. But basically, if say BTS wins this award, it is not only BTS who wins the award. I mean, obviously, of course, they're going to win it, but the production team that is behind Butter, which is the song that BTS submitted, will also get, you know, the same plaudits as well for this Grammy. So just to provide some context there, because, you know, that's probably some things that some people might not know about. So, you know, there's all of that. But anyway, I guess with that out of the way, let's get into the nominees for this award, because we have five songs that were nominated for this particular Grammy, which is, I mean, for one, pretty interesting considering it last year for the 2021 Grammys, there were only four up for nomination, which included BTS. So the fact that there's five is quite noteworthy, might I add. So let's get through all of these songs. So the first nominee for this award is I Get a Kick Out of You, which is a song done by Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Now, this song, I actually like listened to the song before recording this podcast. I'd say if low-key, I actually quite like the song a lot, actually. If you don't know, it's basically a, I guess a rendition to, or I guess a, what's the word? I guess a callback to the old-fashioned, like, jazz genre, which is basically what the song actually is. For the record, I don't really think the song is gonna win by any means. Like, it's great that it's nominated, but I think it's a really good song. I quite like it. Not sure why it's nominated, but it is, so here we are. But anyway, that's the first nominee. Second nominee is a song called Lonely, which was done by Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco. Now, this song came out almost 2 years ago now, which is interesting because, I mean, it's 2022, but I guess maybe there's some technicality to where this song that released like almost 2 years ago qualifies for this year. I'm not really sure how that works, or maybe it counts as something that was released last year. No idea, but this song is in here. For me personally, I've heard this song on the radio before, so it's not necessarily something new to me. I guess it's just one of those songs where it's just on the radio so often to the point where I don't really recognize the song, or like I don't really know the title of the song when I listen to it if it's on the radio. But once I listened to the music video, I just immediately got that, oh, it's that song feeling, if you get what I mean. So there's that. I guess just to say more about Lonely, I think in general the song has a really good message. I like the fact that it, you know, it's talking about mental health and all that, which is good. I think in general, like, it's just a very decent song. I think, I can't remember the name of that other song that Justin Bieber did, but I swear there was a song that was similar, or at least had the same vibes to this song that Justin Bieber did, like, a couple years back as well, like, during the height of the pandemic. But I think, but generally, like, you know, I quite like this song. It's a really decent song. I'm not sure if it's gonna win exactly, but we'll just have to wait and see. But it's definitely a contender, considering it's already nominated, so there's that. So next song is Higher Power by Coldplay. Now, this song comes out of Coldplay's Music of the Spheres album that came out last year. I believe this is the album where that includes the collaboration that BTS did with them, I believe. Let me confirm that. Oh, it's not. Okay, wait. Is it? Okay, yeah, it is. My Universe was in Music of the Sphere. So, you know, there's kind of already this BTS affiliation with Coldplay since BTS did My Universe with them. I have to say, generally, Higher Power is a song that I really like a lot as well. I think it's mostly to do with just the general nostalgic 80s vibe from it, because I think generally Music of the Spheres as a concept album is, you know, dipping into like the sci-fi-esque kind of vibe. So, you know, there's that going for it. And also, like, now what I think about it now, if you like include like the music video that they did as well for this song, it's really dope. Like, it's like it has a similar vibe to the My Universe music video. Admittedly, it's a bit different, of course, but it's really good. I quite like it a lot, and I think it's not really a surprise that it's nominated for this award, because it's a very, very good song, and it did really well, at least if you judge on YouTube views anyway, because it did pretty well at 40 million. But this is also in context to other songs like the Justin Bieber song that I think went over 100 million views on YouTube. So, you know, there's all of that. Now, the next nominee for this award is Kiss Me More by Doja Cat featuring SZA. Now, I mean, if you follow music, you probably know who Doja Cat is. Kiss Me More is a song that has been on the radio for the past year, at least in the United States, for good reason, might I add, because it is a banger of a song, absolute banger of a song. I mean, it is just a vibe, you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, I don't know what more you could say about Kiss Me More that, I guess, just compliments it even more that already has been complimented, if you get what I mean. Like, you know, Kiss Me More is just such a hypnotic, just very addicting song. Like, you just can't get enough of this song. And it just, you know, you just have to give props to Doja Cat and her team, because it's a brilliant song, just musically, and it's, you know, there is very good reason why this song has been, like, the main showpiece commercial song for most commercials that have come out in the past year. So there's that. You know, if there's anything that you could say about a song that is musically successful, it's that it is used all over the place. And that is something that fits the description of something like Kiss Me More. So, you know, I think in terms of all of the nominees already here, Kiss Me More and Doja Cat are probably the grade A contenders for actually taking this award home. So, you know, there's all of that. Now, last but not least, of course, I have to save them best for last as well. It's Butter by BTS. I think out of all of the songs as well, Butter has done just as well, if not even more well, than Kiss Me More. I only can speak for how the song was received in the US, but I'd say Butter has been used on so many commercials here. It's ridiculous. In terms of hearing it on the radio, I would say, well, now, again, I should say, like, my experience is probably going to vary from other people's experience, but I will say that I've heard Kiss Me More on the radio definitely a lot more, but I have definitely heard Butter on multiple occasions, whether it be while I'm driving in the car, while I'm stuck in traffic in, like, the afternoon on a Friday, which, I mean, it's not the worst thing to listen to, you get what I mean? Or, like, you know, I would just listen to Butter in a restaurant because they just had so happened to have a radio on and that's what it's playing. I mean, like, you know, I guess really what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, Butter has been used extensively for anything to do with marketing here in the US. I mean, I guess to come up with a few examples for BTS, I mean, like, they've literally been on not all of the Samsung commercials, but definitely a lot of the showcase ones, especially the ones that are, like, advertising, like, the new Galaxy Samsung phone or the TV or, like, the watch or whatever. I mean, like, you know, I mean, it makes sense when you think about it, really. I mean, like, BTS is Korean. Samsung is obviously a Korean company, so of course they would want to use BTS. I mean, honestly, like, why wouldn't you? So, you know, there's all of that. Now, with all that being said, those are all of the nominees for this award in, you know, for best pop duo or group performance. And now that I've said all of that, we're going to take a quick break before I give you my personal thoughts as to who I think will win this Grammy. So before we move on, we're going to take a quick break. So be right back. Okay, we are back. So now it is time to answer the $1 million question that you waited 45 seconds for because I had to run an ad. And it is, who is going to win this Grammy for best pop duo or group performance? Now, before I say the top two artists that I think have the best chance of winning, I think, unfortunately, I have to say the songs that I think will not make it and the artists that sang these songs respectively. I think, just to reiterate for the record, I think all of the songs that are nominated are really good songs in their own right. Like, they are good for a multitude of reasons. I mean, like, there's a reason why they're even nominated in the first place for a Grammy. And I think just to give it some perspective, right? Like, I think even getting a nomination for a Grammy is a tremendous accomplishment, you know? Like, there's so many songs out there that have been, you know, released. I mean, like, songs get released all the time. And there is not many songs that get remembered or even nominated for award shows like this. So, you know, just even the fact that all of these artists even got nominated for a Grammy is huge in and of itself, you know? Like, there's a reason why artists are proud to put the fact that they were even nominated for a Grammy on their CV. You know what I mean? Like whenever they get introduced on some talk show or like just in general in the media or whatever, like, you know, there's a good reason why artists or groups do that. So, you know, just want to get that out of the way because I don't want to like downplay any of the songs that have made it this far because I think all of them are really good in their own right. But unfortunately, I just don't think that Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, or Coldplay's song is not gonna win this award. Like, I just do not think that it's gonna happen. Like, I just don't think it's gonna happen. And I think it's honestly gonna be a neck to neck, neck and neck race between BTS and Doja Cat because of, well, I mean, I've kind of already mentioned it in the earlier part of the show, but you know, Butter and Kiss Me More in terms of music, commercial, I mean, any other success that you can think of, like these two songs have been killer hits that have been bangers for the past year. And I just think it's just gonna be a dead heat race between these two songs because both of these songs have, for one, gotten super viral for good reason and deservedly so, in my opinion. And they're just both excellent songs. And honestly, like, honest to God, right? Like, I think choosing between BTS and Doja Cat's song is honestly so difficult. Like, seriously, like, I, like, you know, like, I know, like, the list of nominees have been, you know, it's been announced for quite some time now. Like, I think the list was announced back in November or December of last year, I believe. Which, you know, kind of makes sense considering that the Grammys was supposed to happen in late January before, you know, the COVID surge happened again and they had to postpone it all the way back to April. But, you know, like, even back then, I just had this feeling that BTS and Doja Cat were going to be competing for this. Like, it was going to be between these two artists. And honestly, like, I know it's like 2 days before the actual award show, but I just have no idea who is going to win it because I just really don't know. Like, I really like both songs. And honestly, like, it feels really weird to say because you would think, like, since I am a K-pop, you know, affiliated podcast, like, you would think that, oh, yeah, I mean, like, BTS is gonna win 100%. But at the same time, like, I just cannot ignore the fact that, you know, Kiss Me More is a really fantastic song. And if it turns out that Doja Cat is the song, is the artist that wins this award, I mean, honestly, I can't really complain, really, if she turns out to be the winner because, you know, it's, you know, objectively a really fantastic song. And I think, honestly, as well, like, I think in BTS, in the members of BTS's mind as well, like, I just think I mean, I'm sure they know as well because they're in the industry, but like, I think they would understand that, you know, Kiss Me More is a fantastic song. And you know, it has done so ridiculously well, and I feel like they wouldn't really complain about it, really. You know, like, I don't think they'd really complain if they lost out to Doja, you know? I guess maybe that's I like look, I can't speak for BTS, of course, but I just feel like if worse comes to shove and that actually does happen, like, I just feel like that's the reaction that will happen. Because for the record, right, like, we gotta remember, like, BTS is gonna be in Vegas for this award show. And I think also as well, they're gonna be performing their song. I don't know if it's gonna be Butter or if it's gonna be other songs, but they're definitely going to the Grammys to perform. So, you know, there's all of that. But, you know, at the same time, right, like, as much as I have a feeling that Doja Cat might win, I do at the same time have a feeling that BTS might actually be walking away with a Grammy this time. And it's for one big reason. They're performing at the Grammys. Now, this sounds like a very kind of an odd reason why I would think that they would win this award because they're performing, right? Like, but like you know, like just because you're being invited to perform at the Grammys doesn't necessarily mean that you're gonna win. But I just have this feeling that they might actually pull it off for some weird reason. And, you know, I just think there's just enough signs there to make me believe that they might actually bring it home. Like, I mean, for one, like, look, for the record, like, there might be, like, there might have been, like, a group who has performed at the Grammys and have not come walking away with a Grammy. But the fact that they're, I mean, for one, I mean, I guess it might be a bit unrelated, but, I mean, BTS is already in the States for touring, for, you know, this touring to do concerts and whatever already. But, you know, like, the fact that they're going to be present at the Grammys, the fact that they're performing, you know, it just feels like, you know, this might actually be their time, you know? And I think for BTS's case, I mean, they wholeheartedly deserve it. 100%. And I mean, look, I'm doing a K-pop podcast. I'm sure you guys know and understand why they would deserve such an award like this, because they have worked extraordinarily hard ever since their debut to get to where they are today. And I think, you know, I mean, I've mentioned this, I think, numerous times already. I definitely mentioned it when I did the collaboration with the Girls With Fun pod back in November. But, you know, like, this, if they get the Grammy this year, that is just a cherry on top, a wonderful, epic, and successful cake that BTS has created over the past few years, you know? Like, it would be such an incredible thing to see BTS walk away with a Grammy. Because for one, you know, look, I know I'm saying all of this with, you know, some degree of optimism, saying that, you know, they might actually have a shot. But, you know, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I think even then, I still think BTS are still kind of a bit of an underdog in this case, because, you know, in the history of this award, now granted, it only started like back in 2012, but in the 10-year history of this award, there hasn't been a artist from outside of the United States and Europe adjacent that has walked away with this award. And most of the artists that have been nominated for this award are American or European artists. And might I add, those European artists are also those who speak English as well. So, you know, BTS has a lot of things going against them in that regard, just because of historical precedent in terms of how this award has been given in the past. And, I mean, also as well, I mean, arguably, like, you could say that BTS has had to kind of, you know, work with the Grammy system per se, because they've basically had to make numerous English songs in order to even get a look for this award, which, I mean, for one, I mean, is, you know, kind of messed up, really, let's be honest, because, look, there are tons of songs that BTS have done in Korean that are just as good, or if not better, than the English songs that BTS have done. But unfortunately, with the way the Grammys is and how the bureaucracy works, which I can't even begin to imagine how it even works, it will probably rot my brain. But, like, you know, in order to even get in to this illustrious award show, you need to make a song in English. And I'm sure BTS and their company in Hype fully understood that. And that's probably why they made such a push to do English songs for the past 2 years. Like, you know, I mentioned this again, you know, in the past, right? Like, I think the past 2 years or so have been a very concentrated push to have a chance at the Grammys. And honestly, like, who could blame BTS for trying? Because why not? Like, they're in a position where they are so mainstream that, you know, you may as well try and get this award. Because there is a good chance that if BTS doesn't win this year, like, I don't know. Like, I just cannot see a reason why BTS would even try again with another English song. Because, look, for one, for the past, like, 2 to 3 years, they have made so much effort in making, you know, Dynamite, Permission to Dance, Butter, along with all of the other B-side tracks that went along with those songs. Like, they've made so much effort in trying to even get their foot in the door. And I just feel like, in terms of pushing for the Grammys, this might be the last year for them to even try. Because, you know, just because of all of those reasons. Like, it's just so much effort. And even if, and if you walk away again with nothing, like, I don't know. I really am kind of skeptical as to what BTS would do after that. Like, I just don't think they would see a reason to really try again in the future if they don't win it. Now, that being said, like, I could be wrong. And part of me does hope I'm wrong, for the record. But, you know, there's also maybe other reasons why they're pushing for this. I mean, you know, there's also the fact that, you know, there's members of BTS that have to do their military service eventually. Like, I think, if I remember right, it'll probably be the oldest members that might go first, or they might go together, who knows. I mean, like, I believe Jin or RM have to go pretty soon because they're, they are, like, the oldest members in the group. So, you know, they will have to go eventually. So, you know, maybe, you know, this concentrated push for a chance at Grammy glory is kind of their way of, you know, hey, there might not be many years where we're together as a group before we go to the Army. So, you know, that's why they're making this push now. So there might be those reasons that might be, you know, pushing this, you know, this award to being just such a high stakes thing for BTS, because I think, you know, as I've already mentioned already, it might be, you know, it might be all or nothing. Like, they might, in maybe 48 hours or so, they might be walking away with a Grammy award back to Korea, or they might not be walking away with anything, and then who knows what will happen afterwards. Like, and I guess this kind of just touches on this a general thing that I have about BTS, where, you know, like I've already mentioned already, right? Like, they've done so much throughout their career. And it is, you know, I kind of wonder now, considering they are at the precipice, they're at the top, without question, right? Like, what more could they do? You know, like, what else could they do? Like, seriously, like, I, like, don't get me wrong, like, they could do other stuff that could be just as good, if not better. Like, I'm not discounting that. Like, they could totally go and do that. But, you know, I think with any band or artists that have, you know, reached the heights of BTS in terms of popularity, I think it gets really, really difficult to top the work that you've done in the past, because the standard has been put so high, you know? And you kind of wonder, you know, like, is this the last hurrah, you know? So I guess there's all of that. Now, I guess this whole rant really doesn't really answer the main question of who I think is going to win. And the blunt answer is, well, the answer to that question is, well, quite frankly, I have no idea. I do not know. As a K-pop fan, and I also like BTS as well, I hope BTS wins. And I sincerely hope we get to see a screenshot of BTS holding up this Grammy award, because they deserve it 100%. But again, like, I just think it's just too hard to call between Doja Cat and BTS. And I think we're kind of at a point, considering just how successful both of these songs are from these respective artists that I feel like it doesn't really matter who wins. Like, I just feel like if any of these artists win in Doja Cat or BTS, I feel like they would deserve it wholeheartedly. And I feel like, you know, you can't really, like, complain about that, really, because they're really good songs, objectively. So, you know, there's all that. But with all of that being said, what do you guys think about this? Who is going to win this year's Grammy Award in Best Pop Duo / Group Performance? I would love to hear your guys' opinion on this, because I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe you guys might be more dead set on a clear winner than me. But considering that I am quite uncertain, maybe I might be leaning a little bit over to BTS. I mean, I would love to hear your opinion, because I would love to hear y'all's opinion about this, because I genuinely have no idea. And I think it'd just be really interesting to hear your guys' opinion. So there's all that. But with all that being said, that concludes this, I guess, impromptu, or I guess kind of like very improv-ish preview to the 2022 Grammy Awards. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. And again, be sure to comment on our social media about your opinions on this, because I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on who is going to win, you know, this year's award. Am I right? Am I wrong? Or is it something in between? Let me know on our social media. But with all that being said, wherever you are in this gigantic world of ours, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of the K-Poporama Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and be sure to tune in to another episode next week. Or if BTS wins, I'll do a special reaction episode on Monday, right after the awards. So be on the lookout for that if BTS actually wins, which I hope they do. But with all that being said, this is Gian from the K-Poporama Podcast signing off. Take care and have a brilliant weekend, everybody. Peace. Bye-bye. Aloha. I hope BTS wins. Let's go.